So you're looking to buy a house? Oh, prices remain high across the country. Interest rates are up. Good luck finding a house on the market. Jill Schlesinger is here with thoughts and advice. She is business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So you write in one of your recent pieces that one index of affordability from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta is when payments and other housing costs for a median price home are 30% of median income, so a ratio of 30% cost to income. Now, it's creeping up toward 40%. What's going on?
Oh, God, it's awful. I just liked your groan when you first did the intro of this segment, because I think that's how many people feel who have been looking for homes. So just to wind the clock back all the way to January 2020, homes were affordable then, actually. Mm. We had that index was at 28.4%. Exactly 3 years later, in January of this year, the share is at 38.6%. And here's why. Because prices have surged. I mean, surged. In 2020, the median home price, $264,000. 3 years later, $340,000. So it's a huge jump in price. And since that time, not just in the last year, but since going back to 2020, interest rates have gone up dramatically. So even before the pandemic, interest rates were low, 3.6% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, and now we're looking at over 6%. So you put higher prices, higher mortgage rates, and yes, income gains have occurred. We do see household income having gone up over those 3 years, not enough to make up for the big jumps in those higher prices and higher rates.
And inventory, as in supply of homes for sale, is down. By one measure, it's half the typical inventory. Why is that?
Well, I mean, there's a combination of factors. First of all, a ton of people sold homes and bought homes over the last couple of years. And there are also a number of people who refinanced their homes. And they did so very wisely, right? 2.5% or 3.5% mortgage rates. Once you've refinanced and you've got that ultra low rate, it really takes a lot for you to then move. And I've heard from people all the time on my podcast who are like, whoa, you know, we had one child when we started the pandemic and now we have three. We'd really like to move, but I'm not giving up my 3% 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
Yeah.
So I think that really has kept a lid on the inventory. Could loosen up a little bit, but also usually what we have is a big surge in new home building, but because of the pandemic and all the supply chain issues, building new homes was very expensive and also took a ton of time.
Okay, so for people who, you know, have the means to think about buying, you recommend an adjustable rate mortgage.
Well, I don't say recommend. I want to say consider.
Oh. Okay. All right.
And here's why.
You offer.
Yeah. I'm offering an option. You know, listen, especially if you live in one of these areas that has very high rents, you still may be able to buy and make it work. You're going to run the numbers. But one way to reduce the cost of carrying a home is an adjustable rate mortgage. It decreases the amount of interest you pay for some fixed period, 7 years or 10 years. And what you're really betting on is that during that 7 or 10 year period, you'll either sell or refinance before the rates adjust. You can also lower your payments by paying points. Be careful with this. Of course, it can happen temporarily or permanently. Run the numbers. See if it makes sense.
Okay. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host Jill on Money. Thanks, Jill.
Great to be with you. Thank you.